You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 193. Warning, tornado twins ahead. Episode 193 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I'm Paul French, and today I am surprised despite best efforts, kid.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, as I was having breakfast, you know, having my morning coffee, Ella comes into the kitchen, and she says, "Daddy, I pink cups for you." And I said, mm-hmm. "What? I pink cups for you." And I'm like, "What?" And she goes, "Shh, it's a secret. Don't tell Daddy." Because one night they had gone on a secret crafting errand. So they were out this one Tuesday night and doing crafts. And I wasn't told what it was. So I figured, okay, it's some kind of Father's Day thing. And then she comes in and starts saying this. And it's like, oh, well, I need to... And I didn't even, like, I typed it out phonetically in a text to Jan. I said, "This is what your kid did." And she called me at lunch. She's like, "That little stinker."
Uh-huh. "Don't tell Daddy."
Yeah, exactly.
"Don't tell Daddy.
It's a secret. Don't tell Daddy." And so what she was saying was, "I paint cups for you." So she went to a place where they painted some mugs, and so I have a very cool hand-painted mug from my kid for Father's Day, and it's awesome, and I love it. And because I decided not to think too hard about pink cups, I didn't eventually break it down to something to do with cups.
Cups, yeah.
and so I was able to still be surprised today. So,
yeah, there we go. That's good. Well, I am Darren Owell, and I am denied Heroes Con kid this year. Yeah.
One Ultra Boy joke too many.
One too many. The car exploded.
Josh's rage couldn't be contained.
Josh's rage cannot be contained anymore in one vehicle, apparently.
You can only work one wheel at a time, though.
One piston at a time, I believe, is the diagnosis, unfortunately. So,
Ultra car.
poor Ultra car. He's going to have to... His next car will be the Emerald Dragon Mobile, I'm sure. So,
oh my.
Oh, yeah. There
you go. So,
that's a real Ultra Boy fan.
Exactly. So I'm not going to be at Heroes Con. For those of you who are planning on meeting me up there, I will not be there this year. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Hopefully another year. But you know what? It's still like 75 days to Dragon Con, bitches. Woohoo! So there's always that. Yay.
I love that you have the countdown.
I do. Awesome. In fact, it's probably closer than that, actually. Let me do some quick math while Matt acts surprised that it's his.
Don't have a widget?
I don't have a widget, no.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised it's my turn, Darren, so.
You're always surprised it's your turn.
Well, you know, eventually I may be, because this week it seems like I'm going to be becoming Benadryl Boy soon, because. It's that lovely time of year where the allergies are first starting to hit. You can't tell if you're sick or if it's just that lovely time. But it's actually kind of late this year, so.
Yeah.
Holding off, it's not going to be very bad this year. Holding out hope.
Let's hope.
Now, Scott can be surprised.
Where is he?
I don't know. Where'd he go?
Keeping y'all in suspense.
I thought maybe you fell off.
Yeah.
Oh. I am Scott Coles, and tonight I am, I guess I'm Daddy Lad too, because I got the whole, oh my God, I'm staring at this thing right now.
oh my.
I guess at the boys' school, they did little cards up. And this card is, to be honest, quite baffling to me. So it's a picture of the boy, and on the bottom it says, "I want to be just like you, Dad."
Oh!
in the picture, son, no. In the picture, he's wearing a fedora, a shirt and tie. And on top, there's a baseball cap, a volleyball, and a football. And I'm like, none of those things are even remotely like me, son. And to top it all off, he is smiling in the picture, but he's also got the crazy eyes going.
The crazy eyes.
I honestly have to scan this thing and put it somewhere for you guys to see. Wow.
The googly eyes.
What has Carlo been telling him?
I
could see him in a fedora. I really could. See with the fucking gangster hat.
I think if you found the right hat with an orange hatband, perhaps, I think you could totally rock that.
Yeah, it's been done. That's true. But the scary face he's got on just sets it up. Like, that's what you think daddy's like? Oh, good. Don't tell child services. Anyway.
Oh, man. We have a few bits of Legionnaire business to take care of here.
Ooh.
First off, we put out a call a few weeks back for people to come up with their versions of what Nowhere stands for. So I have a few. Some of them are frightening.
That would be the...
frightening as the issue itself?
Yeah, that would be the organization that's been in the DC Comics since the reboot, and no one really knows what the heck's going on with them.
Exactly. So they like to kidnap Nowhere.
Children.
So from Caleb, never open with his everyday rectal epidural.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
That's how they rock down in Arizona. What are you gonna do?
Nuts on Wednesdays, help early river expeditions.
It's like a bizarre Tourette's haiku.
It is. That's exactly it. Bizarre Tourette's haiku. I like that. All right, from Stuart. Wet Rats, notional organization wasting hard-earned resources excruciatingly.
I like that one. That's fine.
But Stuart actually outdoes himself with the following one. Nothing original. Was Harvest ever really exciting?
Oh, now there you go. Thank you, Stuart.
From Will Mitchell. No origami whales have ever raced excellently. And hang on, let me just switch over to email, because this one's one of my favorites. And,
email, we've got email.
This one came to us from Matthew Elmsley, and it is somewhere.
Matthew E.
Where is it?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's just
to say.
Whatever.
It
where
does
is
not
it?
Seem to be on the email, and I'm not sure.
Hold on. I think I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, I sent it to everyone. So.
Apparently not reading.
Where is it?
Ever.
This is what happens.
It's been retconned.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's the new 52 emails. We don't have it anymore.
Well, here we go.
Here it is. Nondescript organization which has every reader exiting.
Oh.
Thanks to all the people who sent those in. That was a lot.
That one's good. Yeah, Nowhere needs to either get some teeth or to go away. One of the two.
Yeah, well,
I mean, honestly, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, whatever.
Twigs.
All right, so, and what else?
Or give them a good long rest. Like, a while.
Send them Nowhere.
Yeah, send them Nowhere.
The
they can go into limbo.
All right. Something else, and in the spirit of today being Father's Day, I thought that this was something appropriate to post, and it comes from a guy that a few of us have met, Groovin' Reuven.
Okay.
And the three of us have met him at Super Show. And he's just a real good guy. Anyway, a friend of his. Has a son who was just diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia.
Aww.
And Sam, or Superman, I'm just going to read straight from Reuven's post here. Sam, or Superman Sam, as he's now known, is only 6 years old. Said, if you're an artist and can sketch, won't you be so kind and send him a sketch? If you're like me and can't draw a straight line, his mom is trying to collect photos of folks in superhero t-shirts that are rooting for Sam. All you would need to do is print out a picture of yourself in your favorite superhero t-shirt and mail it to Rabbi Summer. And he's got a link, and I'll add the link to the show notes. And, you know, he mentions that there was a hoax that was around about a kid collecting postcards a little while back. He said this one is not a hoax. He personally knows the parents.
It's not an imaginary story.
Exactly. He knows the parents of this kid. And so where it started was his mom said basically, you know, she had put out a prayer for the healing and said, so the conversation went like this. She said, you know how many temples there are like ours around the country? And he said, I don't know, 1,000? And she says, okay, that sounds like a good number. Do you realize that, say, 500 of those people said your name tonight while they sang that prayer? And he says, wait, you mean when you go like this? And he held out his hand just like I did when I asked for names for healing. And he says, and people say names? And she says, yep. And he says, I don't believe you. That's too many people. And she says, ah, but you're wrong. And he says, we don't have 500 friends in 500 places. And she says, want to bet?
Oh.
So what she wants to do is she wants to show him.
School him.
Throw down.
So it's supermansamuel.blogspot.ca. And So that's the scoop. I'll post the link up there, and if anyone wants to help show this, then that's where you can do that. And so that comes from our friend Grooven Reuven, and I just like to say his name too. Okay, I think that covers that pretty much covers the bits of Legionnaire business I had.
That you had? Okay.
Yeah. and
I guess we'll talk about the bit of Legionnaire business about Legion Lost number 10 later. It was number 10, right? Next week? We're going to talk about it next week? Okay, let's talk about it next week.
Yeah,
that should be a fun chat.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Next topic? Paging next topic to the white person's phone?
I don't think I'm going to be here next week. How about that?
Sounds great. You show them, sir. You show them.
Yeah.
That's right.
All yeah, right. You show us.
That's how I roll.
You just show us, sir.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. So so let's get on to this week's story. And I know I did one of the ones last week, so I won't do this one. So who's
so did I, actually. So
there
it's
you go. So it's between you guys to fight it out.
Oh. Well, I guess it'll come down to whether or not I can find my glasses in this mess here.
You can take your eyes off of that card you have from your son.
I don't know if I can, because it keeps watching me from wherever I sit.
Watching me.
The crazy eyes.
It's like,
he's got the crazy eyes. Ooh, crazy eyes.
All right, we'll give her a shot.
I know we've talked about the artist on this. I know we've talked about him a bit in the past, but... it is Wynn Mortimer.
Oh.
From Hamilton, Scott.
Yeah, Hamilton.
Yeah, so from up in our neck of the woods. In fact, about 40 minutes from here. And he was actually inducted into the Schuster Hall of Fame in 2006. And I think he died... Was it that long ago? I guess he was still drawing stuff in the 80s. Okay, he died in 1998, so it was a while ago. I remember they had him, I think he actually did some work on, for some reason I think he did some work on the, when they did a Superboy tie-in series to the Superboy TV show. I think he did some work on that, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, and he, of course, did the 5 issues of Battle of the Planets from Gold Key in the late 70s. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's the artist on this one. And it's a noticeable step up in art, I think. He's very much of the Neil Adams school. When you look at the cover of this issue compared to the interiors, that you can see that there's that similar influence. Anyway, take it away, Scott.
All right. So we got Adventure Comics number, 373? And okay, so who is that Karate Kid they're poning on the cover?
Yes, that is Karate Kid they are poning on the cover. Yes, sir.
This is bullshit. Sorry. I'm not this story. Who do they think they are?
They think they're the Tornado Twins.
So these so-called quote unquote Tornado Twins are double teaming. Yes. They're double teaming Karate Kid in a blatant illegal move. One of them should be outside the ring at all times. Clearly the referee is not having this situation under control. Next thing you know, they'll be pulling a steel chair in there and, you know, that'll be that. So apparently there are clever comic clues in this issue. Ooh, it's a mystery, folks.
Yes.
Who are the Tornado Twins? Dun, dun, dun.
Those two.
Oh, you got it in one, Matt. God damn, you're smart.
Who are they really?
Oh, well, that's it then. comments, as always, can come to. What?
If you're really very, you know, you can pick out who Sensor Girl is on this cover too.
Yeah.
It's Karate Kid.
Oh,
hey now. So they're saying you want us to join your groin. You want us to join your crummy
join your groin?
Freudian slip.
That's a joke.
Enough of your weekend, sir. Thank you.
Well, she's got a short skirt on. Give me a break.
Does have a short skirt on.
You're just not in our class. We can outfight all of you like this. Cheating ways.
Oh.
Cheatingly, I say.
Cheating.
So we turn the cover. We have a splash page. It's, I guess, the Tornado Twins. They seem to be mauling Element Lads, Superboy, and I'm going to guess Mon-El. I don't know who that is. It's got his hands on right there.
His hands on right there.
Yeah. Superboy's behind him. He's got basically like pulling dude's shirt down.
Oh, yeah. I think that is Karate Kid.
Yeah, it's Karate
Kid. That's Karate Kid.
Karate Kid again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, they'd never get tired of that cheatery.
Nope, they don't. It's getting the whip on right there.
So we've got this balding, I guess he's a weather reporter. They still have weathermen in the 31st century. Isn't that crazy?
Even with the weather machines monitoring.
Yeah.
Well, because the weather machines break down so often.
Well, I guess they do, don't they?
But wouldn't his job be so boring?
He's clearly more of a fight announcer here.
Yeah, this is he's giving the play-by-play. He's color commentary here.
All right. Yeah.
And in this corner,
Hurricane Dawn is due to cut a swath across 30th century Metropolis. This is bad news for the Legion of Superheroes, namely Brainiac 5, Element Lad, Karate Kid, Phantom Girl, Princess Projector, Sunboy, and Superboy. Because Dawn is a human hurricane, and with her brother Dawn, she's stirring up a storm that can wreck the Legion. Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see something like this, I always wonder, like, who did they model that after?
Kind of looks like Nixon.
It does a little bit, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it
does.
Maybe it's a young Howard Cosell, even.
Oh, perhaps, perhaps. That's funny.
It's just a self-portrait. Because
Cosell was doing stuff like this back then, wasn't he? I'm not the biggest sports fan, so. Surprise. But
yeah. You don't watch the volleyball?
I don't watch the volleyball, no.
Apparently I do, according to the...
Apparently, yeah, exactly.
I'm into both the volleyball and the football.
Mm-hmm. Is that American football or...
I don't think it matters.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fair enough.
It certainly doesn't matter to me.
Well, there you go.
Because I watch exactly neither of them. So we cut to school, I guess. It's a shul.
Sure.
Metro Heights Educational Center, Advanced Level 3. The 30th Century Science class is in session. And this dude is saying, "Preposterous, doctor." You mean to tell me these students are actually learning while awake? What happened to good old-fashioned sleep learning?
I'll tell you on Tuesday.
Hey. So yeah, he's saying, you know, they're programming stuff into the school computer. That's extraordinary. Geniuses, I'm assume. Not exactly, sir. You see, and then all of a sudden, bzzz, there's a noise. What's that noise? Flight ring emergency alarm. Phantom Girl, let's go. So I guess they were taking the class.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Legionnaires got to learn. They're still teenagers.
They got to get their learn on.
They got to get their edge on. Edge of the casing, baby.
All right. Mm-hmm. Groovy. So they got to take off to thwart an emergency. Oh, but the bald guy is mad. He wants them to get, I don't know, caned or whatever it is that they do for discipline in the educational system in the 30th century. I'm sure it's caning, because what's better than that? How can you technologically improve on that? This maybe could be a hollow cane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, at the penthouse home of Princess, she lives in the penthouse. All right.
Yeah,
yeah. Rich, remember?
She is. You know, flooded with cash. Hello.
That's true. I always forget that. Karate Kid's
like,
coming.
She's not like Leia, who never had the money to pay off Han.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they all got blown up.
So he's like, Karate Kid's like, whoa, your pad is awesome. And she's like, it's too big. My dad just, you know, he's like that. You give a little, you know, little backstory there about how she's the princess of Orlando and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. So she shows him around later.
Would you like to see the rest of the place? Hello.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll check him out.
I'd like to see my etchings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, etchings.
They're just illusions.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He takes her around, and finally, I guess after a while, they get to the pool room. Where has fresh Orandan spring water. Next door to the tape library and, of course, the 3D theater.
Tapes.
Dang. Tape library. It's so cute.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where she keep the reel-to-reels?
Exactly. The hate tapes.
That's where I might keep my iTunes in about 5 minutes. So.
The bottom of the pool?
Maybe.
Oh, there's an emergency alarm. Come on.
Emergency alarm.
They take off. And at the same time elsewhere, there's a...
an awkward moment's about to occur.
I hardly ever get to see you anymore, Jen. You're always so busy as Element Lad. This is him and Schwan? Or is this...
No. This is girl. Long before Schwan.
This is a girl named Marya.
Marya?
Which, by the way, is just Mary with an A added on
Mary
the end.
A.
And
yeah.
Mary is codenamed for
Yo, Mary A.
Man. So there you go.
Oh.
So they're at a... drive through, I guess. This is like
cosmic cloud that swallowed Earth.
30th century equivalent of the old A&W drive-ins that we used to have.
Yeah.
But it's got a robot instead of a girl with roller skates on. So like, yeah, they're getting their food on and yeah. Oh, but the alarm goes off. He's like, oh, I gotta bounce, chickie. She's like, no. Yeah, you're gonna have to drive yourself home. He just jumps out of the car and takes off.
Smell you later.
That's right. She's like, oh, this is the last time I'll ever date a superhero. Bum, bum, bum.
Well, yeah. I think this is the first and last time we see her. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So it wasn't like it was a long-standing relationship.
Meanwhile, at Legion headquarters, two members engage in a tabletop mock combat. So they're reenacting, I don't know, some sort of war games. It looks, I don't know, they look pretty basic. Tanks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Brainiac 5 versus Superboy. But just before Brainy can unleash his latest maneuver, which involves grafting computer software into his side of the game. Oh, mm-hmm. The emergency alarm goes off, thus saving the room from utter destruction. So they bounce over to the monitor room, and the United Planets Vehicle Research Center in Sector 5 is under attack.
Wow.
Of course it is.
Crooks are stealing the super-fast experimental vehicles stored there. Maybe you shouldn't put them all in the same place.
You know, storage, it's easier that way. One roof. One garage.
I guess they had to switch it up from escaped zoo animals. No, it's escaped experimental, really fast vehicles. So they roll over there, and all the vehicles seem to have stopped. And they're sitting nonchalantly on one of the vehicles is these two, I guess they're heroes of some sort. They have uniforms and such. What color are those uniforms, by the way?
They are pink in the actual issue, but they're purple on the cover.
Yeah.
Ah.
So there was a bit of a miscommunication with the colorist at some point, but
it's a special fabric. It reflects light differently.
It's like those Hydra color things. Yeah. They change if they get wet.
Mood costumes.
Mood costumes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, yeah, you guys are late. We already, you know, busted up all this stuff. They're all acting smug and whatnot. We left something for you to do. This wall needs a little repair job.
Oh,
yeah, clean up our messes.
Clean up an aisle three.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you corral those bad guys? I'm Don Allen. I'm Don Allen. This is my sister, who is also Don. But they're going to go back to work. And Karate Kid's like, "Hey, wait a second. We need some explanations." He puts his hand on his shoulder, and then Don swings around, obviously distracting him somehow and cheating, and throws him away.
Wow.
Clearly, he was looking at... See Don there? The girl Don is giving him the hairy eyeball. So he's like, oh, he was a little caught unawares there. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That kind of distraction from outside the ring. It shouldn't be legal. Anyway,
Macho Man was distracting him.
Oh. Totally, yeah. Macho Man is very distracting. So Karate Kid says, "You're quick, chum, but nobody's speedy enough to duck my mitts." Boy's like, "No, wait, he's right. They've broken no laws." That sounds like a comedic excuse to me. It's like he just didn't want to see Karate Kid get beat again. He's like, no, we got to let him go. They totally didn't break any laws or anything. Well, next
don't mess
time
with them, dude.
No, that really is a legitimate excuse to let them go. Wait, hold on. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They're like, "We'll see you, losers." It's all he's putting on the Flash Thompson here. He's just like, just go home, little boy. They're like, "So far, so good. All according to plan." When they're finally alone, "We did it, Don." So back at Legion HQ, Brainy is reading some advanced nucleophysics like he does. A little light reading before dinner.
Light reading before he has to go to the super potty.
Super potty?
Super potty.
Super potty. Boy wants to know where Karate Kid is, and of course he's down in the gym beating up on robots because he's mad because that dude totally sucker punched him.
Uh-huh.
Those robots totally deserve it.
Yeah, but they totally cost money, so he shouldn't be smashing them up like that.
Yeah, projector, I'll just pay for him.
Probably, it's true. So Superboy's like, "Hey, you all right, bud? I know he tossed you around a little bit," but he's like, "Oh, that's okay. Easy for you to say. You're loaded with powers. I'm just a dude. I have only one power, which I developed from early childhood. My fighting ability is my whole stock in trade. If that fails me, then I'm nothing." Suddenly, there's an emergency alarm again. They run off the monitor room.
Alarm! Wow. Someone should really get that buzzer fixed.
This time it's a disaster at the Alpha Iron Mine.
Oh, no.
It's too far for flight rings. Into the ships, everybody. Woo! So they get there, and one of the SPs is like, "Some VIPs were on an inspection tour. And then there was a short circuit in the control room. The robot workers went haywire, causing a cave-in."
Oh, no.
Who knows? So they go down to clean out the cave-in. And mine robots are in there. They're attacking them for no apparent reason. Because, you know, robots.
Robots are evil.
Well, they get evil every once in a while.
It happens.
They're almost as bad as zoo animals.
So Sunboy lights up the dark mine shaft so they can see what's going on. they'll at least be able to see the robots beating them up. Get the big digger robot. He scoops up Projectra.
What is Phantom Girl doing to this one?
Well, she's kind of putting her fist in a tight spot there.
Yeah. It's
chest. You can clearly see the outline of her hand.
Yeah, well.
Stop.
I can't see very well in the issue.
No. If you couldn't see her like hips and pelvis, I could see you making that mistake. But clearly she's standing. Maybe the robot smells really bad. I don't know why it would, but it kind of looks like she's trying to stop it without getting too close to it. I don't know.
Right. She's trying not to touch. She understands she might need a Silkwood scrub down after.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another robot comes in and Karate Kid's like, oh, I'm an expert at robot killing. And then suddenly the Inertron armored tunnel robot smucks him in the face. Dang.
So Karate Kid can't catch a break in this issue.
I know.
Are you sure this wasn't Giffen wrote this?
Oh.
He went back in time. Giffen's got a time machine. Damn you.
There's proof.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's always proof somewhere.
So, Superboy's going to come in and rescue Karate Kid. Before he can, the roof collapses and cuts off Superboy from the rest of the group because, I don't know, I guess he's not strong enough to dig his way through again.
must be some kryptonite in the air or something. Right,
as a matter
somewhere.
Of fact, it turns out there is a huge chunk of kryptonite.
There you go. I know that.
Take a drink.
In that section of Mineshaft. That's amazing. Oh,
damn that kryptonite!
Okay, so he's instead of saving his friends, he's got to run to the surface and get help. So he pulls a lassie, tells the dudes up there,
"What's that, Superboy?
Kryptonite down the well? Oh no!
No crypto, no!"
And, of course, who shows up but the Tornado Twins?
Oh, yeah.
So they zip down there, doodly-doodly-do.
Phasing through rock.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Hey, who else can go through solid objects like that?
Phantom Girl?
Mm-mm. No, yeah, I guess. Okay.
Anyway, they come in, and, of course, they make short work of the robots, making all the Legionnaires look bad. Karate Kid's like, oh, her brother threw me for a loop and now she pulls me out of a tight spot. This could give a guy an inferiority complex. Is that Element Lad in the background or is that?
Yeah, that's Element Lad.
He's like, kid, help me dig the others out.
Yeah, he's in the hot pink.
Well, it's again.
He's in the black and white in our.
Yeah. Oh, in the black and white in your version, sorry. Yeah. He's in the hot pink in the back. And Dawn and Don are in this kind of dark.
Yeah,
it's kind of a darker or a, I guess you could say a faded kind of pink. It's not bright. Element Lad's a bright pink. So Element Lad's wearing the fuchsia.
And so later on, the master of the mine shaft or whatever he is, I don't know.
Some dude.
He's just like, hey, I want to shake your hand. He's one of the rescued workers. There you go. One of the rescued VIPs. It took great courage to come down into that pit. A brilliant effort. Oh, and I must thank the Legion too. They did their best, even though they failed. Burn.
Losers.
Yeah.
Burn.
So they trudge dejectedly back to their ship and take off. So now everybody's mad about the Tornado Twins because they're hogging all the glory. And is that Brainiac? It says, cool it. They stole our thunder a couple times. Big deal.
Yep.
Take a look at this Computo news. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, Legion outclassed. Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no, they didn't. I hope
oh,
that's
yes,
a news source. The Computo News. Seems to me it might be biased.
Yeah. Seems a little dicey.
It's Fox News.
Yeah. So, if they're so powerful, where have they been hiding? Let's investigate. Yeah. So, they go into Scooby mode. They're doing research. Checking out the holotapes, seeing how they do the things that they do. And Don and Don Allen, registered citizens, according to their locator cards, they're perfectly normal, average people, no super abilities.
Well, thanks, course, Big Brother.
That's what they want you to think. I mean, come on. And no police records, no records of any super criminals even approximating their powers or descriptions. So it looks like they're on the up and up somehow.
Could it be superpowered people who aren't Legionnaires who are good?
Weird,
no,
eh?
Not at all.
No, that's madness.
Yet there are plenty of clues. Have you
figured it out? All
the riddle of their twin tornadoes?
Yes.
The answer's at the end of part two. Anyone
yes, we have.
Will be reported to the Comic Readers Association. Is that a thing? Because I totally read to the end.
No. So if we don't hear from Scott ever again, we'll know what happened.
Is that the Boston Comic Readers Association?
Damn you, CRA! Damn you! I got rights.
But before part two starts, we've got the 1968 CBS Saturday morning cartoon schedule.
Ooh! Oh,
let's hear
lay it on.
What do we got?
It starts out with the Go-Go Gophers. And then it's the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner show. And then Wacky Races.
Oh, the Wacky Races.
Yep, I love the Wacky Races.
I love them. Penelope Pitstop and...
Villainous Dick Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly. Oh, good times. I'm going to have to go see some of those now.
The Archie show.
Oh, the Archie.
The Batman Superman Hour.
Hmm.
Those were the Filmations.
Yep.
Yeah, it would be. Because, I was just trying to think of the...
That's the one where they had Batmite on the show, I believe.
No, that was in the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That wasn't until later? Okay.
That was in the mid-70s when they did, like, the Batman Tarzan Hour.
Gotcha.
Still Filmation, but just later versions. This stuff would have been, like, the old... really old Filmation stuff, like when they did like the Flash and the Atom and Green Lantern.
Oh,
and all that
those,
as well.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So the later Filmation stuff was marginally more watchable.
Marginally, yes.
Yeah, at least you know. I mean, I remember loving that stuff as a kid, but I can't get through it now.
Yeah, it's painful.
You know, it's one of those things I should have best left alone.
yeah. But after
indeed.
That, they got the Herculoids.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Herculoids!
And something I've never heard of, Shazam?
Shazam, yeah. That
the
was
Wizard,
the genie.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, you're not missing
after
it.
That, Johnny you're Quest.
Johnny
oh,
Quest.
Nice.
Then Moby Dick and the Mighty Mightier.
Excuse me?
Okay.
I'm just reading
TV?
The schedule. And then the Lone Ranger.
Yes.
Again? Ranger.
6 hours of happy surprises.
Six.
Ooh, that's what it's.
Hello.
Like.
Happy surprises.
That's awesome.
Oh, dear.
So, quick, go back to September of 1968 and watch the Herculoids.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
With the weird jelly bean things.
Bloop and Gleep.
Yeah. I used to love those guys.
Show.
And they had the big rock monkey.
Yeah, Igu.
Gorilla
Igu
made it.
Igu was the rock monkey.
Yeah.
Zok was the big dragon-like creature.
Yeah.
He
I
shoot
forget
rocks out of his...
That was Tantor or something who shot the rocks out of his head.
Yeah, he had the little
like
horn.
Like a kind of a triceratops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that show. That was...
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
It actually kind of stands up today for being a decent show, I think. It's not... as dated feeling as the rest of it. So
there you go. So once you're done your Saturday morning cartoons, you can come back in the time machine to now and we'll continue with the story.
Yes, and the subtle clue in the title of part
part,
two.
Part two, the fun-loving Allens, superheroes.
Oh, well, that kind of gave it away, didn't it?
Well, he introduced himself as Don Allen at the beginning.
Ah, but I see your anagram sense is not tingling, Paul.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You're not getting the code, title?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Cute.
Very nice. Anyway.
It's not anagram, but acronym.
Acronym sense. Yes. That's where I was going.
Ah.
Clearly, my thesaurus sense is on the fritz.
Luckily, there's nothing wrong with your dictionary yet. So there you go.
Hey, now.
I've had no complaints thus far. Mm. Okay.
Stick that in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, well, they're clearly, as far as anyone knows, upstanding citizens of no real merit whatsoever. So they're like, well, what do we do now? I guess we just wait for another emergency for them to stand us up against. And there goes the alarm.
How convenient.
Yeah. This time the emergency is at a chemical plant. The chemical plant. Apparently there's only one.
Well, the Joker owns them all. So.
No, he only owns the abandoned ones.
Yeah.
All of them but this one.
They must be abandoned for him to own them.
Yep. A vat of liquid flame solvent has exploded, endangering nearby buildings.
I hate it when that happens.
All right, at Pride, I've got to make a drink called the Flaming Solvent.
Liquid flame solvent?
Liquid flaming solvent.
Okay, so let's go, Legionnaires, and they take off. Da, 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 da. There's a big fire. Flash flood of flame solvent is destroying the foundations of the Alcon building.
Oh, no,
not the Alcon building. Fires of Fuji, says Karate Kid.
Wow.
Beaten to the punch again, because there's the Allen twins doing their whirlwind stuff and blowing back the flames. So they're just like, we might as well just sit here and watch them do it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're getting a play by Brainy. Because they're trying to figure out what they're doing, and they're running so fast, they're whipping up powerful wind that's holding back the flood. Superboy's like, even I'd have trouble doing that. I don't think so.
Yeah.
It seems that you've done that exact thing many times.
Many, many times over, yes.
They force all the flame solvent down the sewer grid, because what can it hurt down there? The chemicals down there will neutralize the stuff. So they do that. They whirlpool it all down there. Problem solved. Bob's your uncle. No problem. The Legionnaires. Congratulations, you pulled off another beautiful rescue, they say. Yes, we have a proposition for you. We could use you two. I'm sure you could breeze through Legion training in no time. They're like, us in the Legion? Sorry, but no thanks.
Oh, diss by the
Legion.
Ooh.
So then the Alcon building starts collapsing.
Oh no,
and everybody goes into action. And the male Don Allen basically just shoves Karate Kid out of the way. It says one sack, small time.
Oh, it was really perfect to have you read this one.
Yes, guy, it was, wasn't it?
Chopped, man. That guy is going to get chopped through time. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, Don.
Wow.
And he doesn't know what's going on. What are they doing, says Superboy. They're vibrating their hands so hard that it's... it's creating air force enough to hold the building up somehow.
Awesome.
How that keeps it there after they stop, I don't really know.
It's magic. They don't have to explain.
Guessing science of some sort. But there we go. And they go, now we got more important business to take care of. See you later. And Karate Kid's like, oh, no, you don't. You're not pulling out until, hey now. Hello. Score with you, smart guy.
It's penalty for early withdrawal, sir.
That's right. This is horning out on the game is one thing, but pushing me around is something nobody gets away with.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, it's on. And Don somehow cheap shots him yet again.
somehow, Karate Kid gets giffened.
Yeah. I prefer to think that he's testing his abilities. He's letting him get hit.
You keep thinking that.
So he, but
I know I'll tire him out by letting him wear his fists out on my face.
Oh, it's the Rocky Balboa defense. Very good.
Adrian.
So Karate Kid gives him a flying drop kick. Nice. Perfectly executed. And he goes in for the finish, but no dice. Don dodges out of the way like a chicken. Because he's a coward.
The lightning bolt.
That's right. So Karate Kid's playing it cagey now. He's like, I'll leave myself open for another attack.
Cagey.
Roll with the punches and then make them think I'm hurt.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do here in the Shire. Hello.
So, and see, instead of attacking him like a man, Don Allen's kicking stones at him.
Oh.
Like a bitch. And then.
Damn.
Yikes.
Like a bitch.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
Goes into, knock him out. Karate Kid's playing possum. He said, that's it. Come nice and close. And then he grabs him by the shoulder and says, gotcha. Try dodging this, punk. Oh, and that's when the woman gets involved. Outside interference. Ref, will you call this thing? Seriously.
Watch out, Miss Elizabeth.
That's right. You can never count out Miss... That's actually, that was more of a Queen Sherry thing.
That's true.
Oh, there's the ref. Superboy. Hold it, girl. Let him fight it out fairly. No interference. And then so then Don gets all uppity that they're going to beat up his lady or his, mm-hmm. I guess his sister or whatever. Could be both. You never know. A little Lannister action.
Oh, yeah.
Hodor. Superboy's, they're as fast as I am, maybe even faster. I can't catch them. So in a couple seconds, everybody's been cheatily knocked out again. They're like, whatever.
Whatever.
So I guess they want to put them out of business for some reason. I'm not sure. These guys are kind of dicks. I don't know. It's like the whole Back to the Future 2 thing. It's like, your kids, Barry, they're dicks.
What, did they grow up to become assholes or something?
That's worse than that.
Anyway. Oh, did I just spoil it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That was just another clue. Yeah.
Well, it's not out for another 3 years.
That's true.
You're good.
There's still time to fix it.
I want the levitating skateboards.
So later at the Legion HQ, they're like, ah. Some boy's like, hey, it's okay. It's not the end of the world, guys. And they're like, whatever, dude. They look at the computer news. Once again, is out to trash them, raking muck.
Yeah.
Legion flops again. Super duo routes Legionnaires. Amazing Allen twins soon to reveal the secret of their power.
That's quite the headline.
It's a huge headline. It takes up like the entire half of the newspaper.
Yeah. Only the headline is above the fold. What you don't know is that it actually continues below the fold.
There's a tiny picture of them and then this huge headline. So now they're getting...
It says Karate Kid beat another 5 times.
Exactly.
Eat it, Kramer. So they're all... concerned because they haven't heard the trouble alarm go off at the Legion HQ for all day.
Super friends, we've got a problem down at the mine.
Nope. Everybody's calling the Tornado Twins instead, see?
Uh-oh.
No, Legions could go out of business.
That's right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Chapter 13, that's it. That's no good.
Who needs them when Mordru calls, you know? They got these two crazy people who beat up the Legionnaires for fun.
Well, they can beat up Karate Kid.
Well.
If you can beat up Karate Kid, that's pretty much badass.
You got Mordru. That's
Mordru is just an old guy wearing a purple dress.
Yeah.
With a Viking hat, which makes
awesome
no sense.
Headgear.
But he does know how to ride a jet ski.
Yeah, he does. He can jet ski with the best of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks like the United Planets is hinting that they might drop their subsidy. They're going to lose their...
there it is.
Their subsidized housing. That's no good. And even...
Now that RJ's not supporting them anymore.
Well,
so.
It says even RJ Brand might cut them off.
Their ultra-rich angel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's not good. Suddenly, their discussion is ended by a familiar welcome noise. The trouble alarm. Yay. These guys are so happy. Yay, someone's in danger. Hooray.
Hurrah, something terrible is happening.
Yes, exactly. Schadenfreude up the air.
What's funny is these guys don't work for the press, so I don't know why they're saying that. So.
Yeah. They're like, let's go, everybody. And some boy's like, why? Don and Don will take care of this anyways. Oh, they're disheartened.
Wasn't even supposed to be there today.
Yeah. So the buzzers just keeps going on, and they're all just sort of sitting around going, whatever, who cares?
Whatever, bitches.
Who even cares? Like, totally.
Totally. Who cares?
The emo legion refuses to answer the call. Just sit around, listen to The Cure and Cutter Cells. Whatever.
Nice.
So, but then they look at each other and go, all right then, let's go. So they go to the central square. A giant alien spaceship has landed, and it's shooting rays.
Oh no. All right, what's wrong with this next panel, folks?
Phantom Girl bashes that thing in.
Wow, yeah. She's hulking out. Mm-hmm. She smashes a hole in the side. I guess it's made of balsa wood or something, eh?
It must be MDF or something, because she can't
like
do
you
that.
Said, it's only a dummy. Plastic and wood. See, that explains why she can smash through it.
Ah.
But look, well,
why was she even trying, though? Why didn't she just phase to begin with?
Exactly. That's my point. It's like,
well,
really?
If you're used to phasing through stuff all the time, you probably get the urge. I just want to hit something. And apparently a giant spaceship is the thing that you should probably try first. It's a good starter punching bag.
I'll buy it.
Anyway, one of our favorite things happens. Inside the dummy is a statue.
Yeah.
It's a statue of the Flash. He saved every one of us. Don and Don, they're behind this. Let's take a look-see. They go down and they're like, and now they're wearing, like, sort of...
Kid Flash outfits.
Flash-esque uniforms. So she's got the cowl that goes over her head, and then her hair comes at the bottom like Batgirl's, I guess.
No, her hair's out the top. It's just in that one image.
It's just that panel looks weird? Okay.
Yeah, that panel looks weird.
So, like, yeah, we're in Kid Flash costumes, because that's awesome. We're direct descendants of Barry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Flash's alter ego. We should have guessed it from your names, but clearly the writers didn't feel we were competent enough to do that.
They only said it every other panel.
Yeah. You see, we're representatives of the Barry Allen Memorial Institute.
Which is apparently the descendant of the Flash Museum.
Yeah.
Yep. And today has been declared Flash Day by the UP. Part of the commemorative ceremonies included the erection of the statue. You know!
Apparently the spaceship material isn't the only thing that was sporting wood.
Oh my.
So Don and Don were there to handle publicity for the event. I guess the Bammy decided that it was time to get a little Flash appreciation going on. They sent them out to... Best way to publicize Flash Day would be
the Bammy.
Oh.
Just got that, did you?
That's great. Oh. I told you, acronyms not my thing today.
Apparently. So, the Bammy decided the best way to publicize Flash Day would be to remind the world of his greatness. by recreating his powers in ourselves. So these horribly accidental powers that he got from lightning and chemicals, mm-hmm. we're just going to do that again to these kids of his.
Just for fun, for SNGs, dude. Come on, relax. What could possibly go wrong? Have you seen Flashpoint, folks? That's what can go wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
So they recreate the accident that created the Flash. So they could do that anytime they wanted to pretty much anybody. Well, no, except for they're genetically close, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's why it had to be them. All right. Fair enough. So at Flash speed, it's easy to vibrate through walls and do super speed stuff and all that stuff. That's why they could do all those powers. Yada, yada, yada. By beating out you Legionnaires, we got plenty of publicity. Now that our powers are gone, though. So thanks for being good sports about it. Wait, how come their powers are gone? Oh, the... I guess the experiment is only temporary.
Mm-hmm.
If our speed had been permanent, we'd have been proud to join the Legion.
But what's their excuse when their speed becomes permanent?
Exactly. So.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that was...
They're just lucky Karate Kid doesn't just knock him out right now.
He did. He worked for the Dominators. Tracked him down.
All right. So, just to give a bit more history on the Tornado Twins, because they've actually been around quite a long time, and they weren't seen for a long time after this. We would see them in the background at, like, the...
weddings and such.
Yeah, exactly. They would be sort of at the events and in the sort of look, there's so and so kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, in the first appearance, they are 30th century descendants of Barry Allen. They temporarily gain super speed powers during Flash Day, and but after the events of the Crisis, of course, at the end of the trial of Barry Allen, they went through that whole convoluted thing about how. And convoluted and anything to do with the trial of Barry Allen is entirely apropos.
too true.
Yeah. So when Iris died, this was in the late 70s, early 80s. She died, and supposedly, and as it turned out,
allegedly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Allegedly
as it
died.
As it turned out, her parents weren't really her parents. Her parents actually lived in the 30th century. And they came back in time, and they took her essence, essentially. So left the physical body behind, took her essence, and went back to the future with it. And so she was living in the 30th century. And at the end of the trial, and getting into the mechanics of how it all happened is just ludicrous, so I won't. But essentially, Iris comes back and basically takes Barry to the 30th century to live with her. So if you were reading... the early issues of Crisis and saw Barry running through the 30th century. That's basically why he was there. Yeah. So in that retroactive continuity, they decide that actually, you know, so he ended up being killed, of course, by the Anti-Monitor, blah, blah, blah. But he did.
Spoilers.
Yeah, so come on.
Actually, he wasn't killed by the Anti-Monitor.
No. You know, he was killed in battle with. You know, et cetera, et cetera. Doing the whole runny thing.
Save the universe thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. well, he saved those worlds from the Anti-Monitor, so.
Yes.
All right, so anyway. But apparently he was with her in the 30th century long enough to conceive the twins.
Oh, so, yeah. He is the fastest man alive. Hello.
Yes, indeed. Hey,
so he was there for a few months, I think.
Yeah, something like that. So they, of course, never met their father. So that was the first retcon, was basically, you know, post-Crisis. Now they were not descendants of Barry. They were Iris and Barry's kids. And basically, instead of having to do this experiment to get the powers temporarily, of course, they inherited them from their father. And... they were raised in an era of extreme xenophobia where metahuman activity was unwelcome, which is kind of weird because, you know, the Legion was going on then, too.
Yeah.
And so they had heard stories of their father from their mother, and so they operated as superheroes in secret.
Uh-huh.
And so they would disguise themselves by spinning rapidly so that they resembled two tornadoes. And of course, during this era, they actually met a time-traveling Wally West who inspired them to fight the 30th century's prejudice against metahumans. As an adult, Don Allen ended up marrying Melanie Thawne. And, you know, of course, I think any and all of this is probably lost to the ether now. But the whole Thawne legacy was a big deal at one point in Flash history. And I think it's one of the things that Geoff Johns ended up kind of stripping out of it. But it was actually a pretty interesting little centuries long feud. And so Don and Melanie Thawne had a kid named Bart Allen. You may know the name. He was, of course, first known as Impulse before becoming Kid Flash, and then very briefly becoming The Flash and back to Kid Flash again. Don Allen, female Don, married Jevon Ognatz, and she had a child named Jenny Ognatz, who would, of course, become the Legionnaire XS.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, all of the I love this bit. The twins' fate has changed with each of the DC Universe's major temporospatial disruptions. They have a link to that. So.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to hold on to that. And so they of course, usually involve death in some way. Post-crisis on Infinite Earths, they were killed helping the Legion fight off the Dominator evasion during the 5 year later timing. And at this point, Jenny did not exist. That was before the reboot, and that was post-Zero Hour. Post-Zero Hour, the Dominator invasion actually occurred about 15 years before the Legion's existence, and President Thawne, see, that name again, a corrupt descendant of the supervillain Professor Zoom, arranged for the twins' murder several months after their children's birth. In Final Crisis: Legion of Three Worlds, it was revealed that the post-Zero, the post-Zero Hour characters, including Melanie and Jevon Ognatz, Jenny's father and Don's husband, originated on the same Earth as the post-Infinite Crisis version of the Legion, which of course we saw introduced in the Lightning Saga. That would be the retro boot. Thus, continuity revisions have been made. After Barry's death in the original Crisis, the twins and their families, Bart and Jenny having already been born, became the target of Professor Zoom, who was attempting to sabotage Don and Melanie's marriage. Both families escaped to Earth 247, the post-Zero Hour timeline, and the twins died soon after in unknown circumstances. Both cousins were reunited with their grandmother Iris, and both rapidly aged to teenagers within days. One can assume that Jenny's rapid aging stabilized under her own volition, as she never showed any signs of it. Then, of course, I guess with...
And now we just assume that Jenny is that character in Teen Titans.
Well, not entirely sure. Not entirely
okay.
sure. I mean,
we're vague on that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's been any. You know, I don't know. I think we'll see that start to take some focus. I think they're going to start getting to Kid Flash in there and sort of getting to who he is, but it remains to be seen.
Okay.
In the Brave and the Bold episode, Mayhem of the Music Meister.
Oh yeah.
When Batman and Black Canary are in a death trap, you can see the words Inferior Five, Metal Men, and Tornado Twins appearing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And more recently, in the Young Justice Invasion, because they changed the title, of course.
Uh-huh.
To confound anybody who had
with the DVR,
yeah, who had already season passed it. Their episode Bloodlines, Iris finds out that she's pregnant with twins. Bart Allen, who is visiting from the future, touches her stomach and playfully refers to the unborn children as Dad and Aunt Dawn, respectively.
Uh-huh.
So that's a little history of the. Of the Tornado Twins, so they, you know, they're speaking of characters that have
a whirlwind history.
Yes, but
because they were killed in the 5 years later, that's when they
Oh yeah, yeah, and that
they
was
lost that. Then,
and that was the thing. That was the thing that prompted Iris to come back to the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you'll remember, we did see her there at the time, and so that's what prompted her to come back. And that's when we saw the whole. And of course, she showed up back there because she had Bart, and he was aging, and they needed to find a way to stabilize him.
Mm-hmm.
And
and they've been looking ever since. So.
Exactly. Still not there yet.
Get the Ritalin. Get the super speed Ritalin.
And of course, later on, Mark Waid would worked in the whole Thawne legacy and all that kind of stuff. And of course, the idea of the twins in the Flash family. Barry was actually a twin when he was born. And
Cobalt Blue.
Yeah, well, and it ended up that his parents had twins, there was the Thawne family had also come in to deliver at the same time, and the doctor was drunk or something like that.
Yeah, the doctor was drunk.
Yeah, yeah, and so he botched the delivery, and the Thawne's kid was dead.
Yeah, so you needed an extra kid, so look at
there. And these guys had twins, so you already got one. So they basically took this other kid and gave him to the Thawnes, and then he told the Allens like only one of the twins survived, and so of course that would eventually lead to this centuries long grudge match between the Thawnes and the Allens.
Yeah, because the Thawnes weren't good people.
No, not at all, not at all. And of course, they would later, in later generations, of course, you would get Professor Zoom, Eobard Thawne, and so it was always a nasty bunch. And so it was interesting that, of course, later on, those two bloodlines would come back together, with Don and Melanie Thawne. And so, Impulse was kind of the what's the word for it? He was like the like in V, like the when they had the
lizard baby,
yeah. You know, he was like that. He was their lizard.
He was
baby.
The lizard baby.
Lizard baby.
And so, what and who Bart is in the post Flashpoint universe, again, still to be determined. They've been so busy fighting Nowhere that they haven't really got to them yet. And so, I wonder if that's going to be kind of the next area to tackle, because we've already seen some of the threads laid. Of course, there's that. Scientists from the future that recognized him, and of course some of the Legionnaires recognized him as well. So again, all kind of remains to be seen. Where that's going to end up.
But wow, for minor-ish characters, the Tornado Twins have gone through some crap, people. So
yeah. Most characters, when there's a whole bunch of retcons, they either get retconned out completely or whatever. Mm-hmm. But these guys, they were around in every continuity and just, hacked around like crazy.
Yeah, it's like more bad crap happens to them now. So it's like every retcon.
It gets worse.
How did they rape the Tornado Twins this time? Let's find out.
They actually raped them this time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
With a dead
it's
cat.
Not. It's not rape if you yell surprise.
Yes, with a dead cat.
Ew.
Oh, man.
Meow.
I have to work that back into continuity.
Schrodinger.
Where's our dead cat event now?
Oh, Jesus.
Put it in the rape of the Tornado Twins. Yeah.
After somebody punches its head off.
Yeah.
of course.
Yes. Or pokes its eyes out through the back of its head.
Oh, painful. No. Ow. Stop.
So, there we go. So, there we go. That's the Tornado Twins.
Yep.
I mean, because this was always a thing, right? That people wanted to know sort of, what had survived from the 20th century. Do any of the heroes' descendants show up? And,
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it never really talked about, and And after this, we would, of course, end up seeing Laurel Kent show up several years later. And, yeah, and then that would all go to hell, too. So.
Yeah. And we had Ollie's descendant as a tour guide.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And Batman's
descendant as a detective.
That's right. So
that's all we've seen. We don't see, you know, no surprise, we don't see any Amazons in the Legion's time because, of course, Paradise Island's been blown up too many times by then. So
exactly.
Yeah, the last time actually took and
what happened to Paradise Island?
They read Amazon's attack and were like, screw this.
Screw this.
We're not rebuilding that stuff again.
And Martian Manhunter has shown up to Legion weddings before, so he doesn't die. So, yeah, screw you, Final Crisis. So.
And of course, later on, he would perhaps become a little bit more involved in the Legion. Perhaps. Mayhaps. Depending on who you believe, of course.
True.
So, have we got anything else? We good?
I think we're good.
I think we're all good.
Are we all good?
No.
Are we?
Seems to be a consensus.
We're all good because I've got to do laundry before I go to bed. So. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Scott's going to start filibustering.
Oh, Jesus. we do not recognize the fine orange gentleman from Canada.
So. Everyone recognizes the fine orange gentleman.
We just don't recognize the gentleman on your card.
Oh. Yeah, that guy. I don't know about him. He's snaky, to say the least.
All right, then. Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join in the conversation on the forum. That is forum.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. You can join us on the Facebook. You can search for us, or you can just type in facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and it takes you straight to our Facebook page. We're on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. We can also be found at our own website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, where you can come on over and leave a comment on this or any episode. With that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and we're going to head back to the 21st century, and we will see you all next week.
Dial H for Hodor.